This is the Storage Unpacked podcast.
This is Chris Evans recording a Storage Unpacked podcast today in the offices of Pure Storage with Brian Schwartz. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for coming to visit us.
And thank you for having me. Quick question for you, first of all. I'm not really sure what your job title is these days, because I know you've had a few.
I've 5 years at Pure, so I've had a couple jobs. Currently, I lead the product management team for FlashBlade and ObjectEngine.
Great. Okay, wonderful. And that's a great discussion point, because that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, ObjectEngine. Now, ObjectEngine comes from, or has been used, or been developed from the acquisition of StorageUse, which happened sometime last year. I can't remember
exactly. Yeah, when. We announced it Q3 last year. It obviously really forms the basis of ObjectEngine, kind of really the core software assets really come from the StorReduce acquisition. You know, ObjectEngine is a little bit StorReduce plus, and what I mean by that is we've put some extra Pure software around it, and we've obviously also manifested it in an appliance for on-prem deployments from a simplicity standpoint, very consistent with how we deliver FlashArray and FlashBlade. But the real core bits of it really come out of the StorReduce acquisition last year.
So let's just step back a second and say, what was the need for a product like ObjectEngine? Where did you see the need with customers, and you know, how did that sort of come?
Yeah, it's a bit of a fascinating story, because I know you were with us when we announced FlashBlade a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We started to sell FlashBlade into some of the use cases that we had expected, but there was a couple new, like any time you bring a new product to market, people find new and interesting ways to use it. And one of the things that started in the early days of FlashBlade was the growth of Flash as a backup target. And, you know, we got really excited about this kind of rapid restore use case, you know, primarily for big databases and other things where you want the SLA for the restore time to be good and be solid.
That seemed a little odd for people who thought FlashBlade would just be a scale-out analytics platform to hear people were putting backup data onto it.
Yeah,
but I mean,
yeah.
I remember you telling us that in a briefing.
Yeah, we were, you know, again, this was not the design thesis for FlashBlade, but when you bring a product to market, you know, people start to uncover uses for it to solve challenges they have that you don't necessarily anticipate. And it really got us excited about Flash as a backup target. And you know, we've always been a Flash kind of takes over the data center, you know, kind of thesis. It really accelerated our thinking about Flash for data protection.
Yeah.
And the business did really well. It really grew to be a primary use case for FlashBlade. And that really begot a lot of thinking here at Pure about where that industry could go. And, you know, we really bet around this concept of Flash and cloud. And StorReduce, you know, really helped us kind of accelerate that vision, basically.
Right.
It's object storage related. It can blend on-prem and the cloud kind of seamlessly. It obviously adds data reduction, which in a data protection use case is really efficient and you know, the efficacy is really high.
Yeah, because so I mean, not being unfair about it, but that is one of the challenges of the FlashBlade architecture in the sense that there's no inherent native dedupe within the platform. And whether that was originally a trade-off for performance or not, I have no idea, but I know that wasn't there.
Yeah.
So as you said, if you're going to put data on that's highly dedupable, it seems logical you need to have some sort of dedupe component built into it.
Yeah, so, you know, again, the some of the design thesis around FlashBlade was really about high capacity of Flash at, I'll say, low taxes of CPU and memory. Because, you know, the more CPU and memory you put around things, you know, these add cost to the system and add cost to customers. And there's a large set of use cases for FlashBlade where dedupe isn't going to add value that are outside of data protection, obviously.
Absolutely.
Data protection. So, you know, that really begot this this value of adding a dedupe option to this, what we refer to as the rapid restore use case for FlashBlade. And, you know, hence the StorReduce acquisition, hence the ObjectEngine, you know, launch earlier this year.
Right. So in terms of the actual product, how is it packaged and how would people buy it, ObjectEngine itself?
Yeah, there's really two different ways to think about buying it. The first one, which we're already, you know, GA with, you know, we have customers already, is classic on-prem deployment. You have your existing data center. You know, people have been backing up data on their data center for decades. A new and modern way to do that, which we deliver in the form of appliance.
Okay.
So there's an ObjectEngine appliance. It's a scale-out appliance. It's a little bit like FlashBlade from that perspective in that you essentially start with a four-node cluster. You can add nodes to it. But it's hardware and software all pre-integrated. So
right.
It's a a very classic form factor, similar to how we deliver FlashArray and FlashBlade, basically. And it's all about simplicity of deployment. You can install it, before lunchtime, do your first backup job by the end of the day. It's all about simplicity and kind of really solving the need that customers had in that use case.
Okay. So I guess the reason it's scale out in the design is because clearly you need to be able to scale the bandwidth and you scale the throughput of the appliance. Because I remember looking at the storage use technology when it was a separate company.
Yep.
And I tried it out and it was, it was pretty straightforward to deploy. It's really interesting. But the obvious, issue with any of that sort of software is there is a limit to the throughput they can handle, because obviously as you're deduping as the data comes through, you have to sort of process it. So the processes you've got, the speed of the memory you've got, puts an inherent limit on. So at some point you've got to scale that out.
So scale out, we saw it as a really strong benefit of the design. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is a couple fold. So one is, we tend to be students of data reduction technologies here at Pure. We're pretty thoughtful about them, obviously from our history. One of the things that's always important to know is that the size of the namespace is directly related to how much dedupe you can get. And if you can build a really large namespace, you're more likely to get dedupe hits and the efficacy goes up and, kind of everything works out. So, we knew we wanted a design like that. It's similar to how we think about FlashArray. It's global dedupe across all the volumes in the system.
Yep.
The other reason it was important is that a lot of the backup systems that existed in the environment, they don't scale out, unfortunately. And we met customers who have many of these things. They can't even count them on all their fingers and toes. They have dozens. And, some of the largest service providers in the world have hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to manage at that scale. So if you can build a scale out system that can consolidate a bunch of those, you're going to get better dedupe because, you get dedupe across a wider set. You also simplify manageability and a bunch of other things. And look, it's not an easy trick to do dedupe at tens of gigabytes a second scale. Mm. And, we try to be very thoughtful about a hardware software design and object engine that can really deliver that.
So is it global dedupe across the scale out appliances that would
be
there?
Yeah. So
right,
you can have, call it, start with four nodes. You can do 15 gigabytes a second type dedupe rates inside the system. So we're really excited about the capabilities. And obviously it matches nicely with FlashBlade, which is also a scale out system. So the flash part of flash and cloud for backup is FlashBlade, and obviously integration with public cloud for the cloud piece of it.
So are you seeing customers then that are existing FlashBlade customers saying, brilliant, I can now just incorporate Object Engine into the existing infrastructure I've got? Or are you seeing them buying brand new infrastructure? Or are you seeing a mixture of both?
It's really a mixture of both. And, we obviously have a good, healthy set of customers here that can add this to their kind of menu of options they offer internally.
Yeah.
We've absolutely worked with net new customers who need and want these type of capabilities. And one of the nice things that we really believe about this architecture is when you use Object Engine and FlashBlade, you also have FlashBlade available for other use cases, for the analytics use case, for if you have some future for AI for, more modern software development and things like that. So the capacity is not captive to be backup only, that you can use the FlashBlade in what we refer to as this data hub design, where, FlashBlade was absolutely designed for high concurrency. You can put a lot of different applications on the same system at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're putting in a foundation that you can essentially add capabilities to and not have to add net new platforms every time.
Which seems the most logical scenario is and that obviously we know that goes across the FlashArray architecture that's evolving to be basically just shelves and racks of storage at the block level. I can see that it makes complete sense to do the same thing at the file level and obviously the object level. If we look at the way that this is presented to the actual host or the client, this is presented as an S3, or is it more than just the S3 protocol?
It's you can think about Object Engine as S3 on the front and the back.
Okay.
So S3 is written to it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the data protection applications out there, and the first set we've really worked with are Veritas, Veeam, Commvault. They can write S3.
Right.
So
they're
the data mover inside those applications will write S3 to it. You get all the values of the kind of the high bandwidth kind of dedupe, and then it will write S3 on the back end. And that's one of the reasons it's very easy and natural for us to build this kind of hybrid flash and cloud environment, where you're going to use FlashBlade S3 on the back for the flash piece of it, for the rapid restore, keep your most recent week or two of backups on-prem for fast restore kind of times, and then keep a full copy of your data in the cloud, which is really a way to give you an off-premise copy of your data. You know, essentially, for some people, they're excited to essentially replace the tape archiving they still use today, you know, and potentially even open up new use cases in the cloud for cloud-native application backups, restore in the cloud, harvesting the data in the cloud for secondary storage use cases.
You know, how is that presented in the cloud then? Because clearly we've talked about an appliance that's running on-prem, connected to a FlashBlade that's on-prem. How does that translate to the
So you can use that on-prem appliance to send a copy of this deduped S3 data into the cloud.
So you just write straight to an S3 bucket in that instance?
Yeah, we write to S3 and it's native S3. You do need a version of Object Engine in the cloud if you want to recover it in the cloud, or if you want to use cloud native applications and protect those. Mm-hmm. So they're in the cloud. Obviously, we don't provide an appliance. We provide a piece of software. So we've talked a bit about our vision around Flash Cloud, about having a software version of Object Engine that will essentially manifest itself in the cloud. And essentially, that will also have S3 capabilities on the front and the back, so you could essentially rehydrate data that you had sent from on-prem, or use it as a cloud-native backup solution, right, for applications that only exist in the cloud, but still preserve a lot of the capabilities of high bandwidth dedupe, and obviously from a user experience, the same, you know, manageability experience, the same use of Pure One to kind of have a single, you know, dashboard for your data.
Okay. Do you have any idea about what savings customers are making in terms of dedupe ratios? Are we seeing any numbers come out? Because obviously you used to present all of that for the primary systems.
And
I know that obviously things like Pure One would give you the ability to collect that data from the primary systems. How does that tie up for, you know, A, what sort of level of dedupe you might be seeing, and B, are you using Pure One to help collect that data?
I'll answer the second piece first, which is yes, we absolutely are using Pure One for Object Engine. It's already supported and built into the platform today. So customers who have FlashArray, FlashBlade, and Pure One and Object Engine can see them all in Pure One, including the data reduction ratios. In terms of the data reduction ratio we'll get on Object Engine, you know, our initial sizing estimate that we give to people is 8 to 1. We generally tend to be a little bit conservative about the numbers we give to people because there's always a little bit of it depends when it comes to data reduction.
Of course,
If you send full backups every day, okay, the number goes up. You know, if you send one full, a month and incrementals, you know, for the other 30 days, it'll be a little bit lower. So it depends a little bit on the backup schedule. Mm-hmm. It obviously also depends on the actual data that you're backing up. If you're backing up movie and image files, it's a little bit of a different piece than if you're backing up classic VMware or other environments, which would obviously have quite a bit higher data reduction ratios. So we obviously use our field team to help coach and guide the customer as to what expectation they have. And, you know, just like we've done on FlashArray, we do offer some capacity guarantees, you know, in a customer-by-customer use case, what applications are you going to put on it? You know, what is the data reduction we'll get? We'll make it whole if it doesn't get there. But those are obviously specific to individual deployments, right? You got to know the deployment details to estimate those things.
Absolutely. So just tied to that, just something that I hadn't really thought of, but actually could be quite relevant. If you look at, say, the primary systems, you've obviously got a way to deal with the encryption issue now, because obviously if people are writing encrypted data to a platform that's then deduping, you have a bit of an issue because it makes it really hard. What about for Object Engine? Is there an ability to take encrypted data that's being pushed into S3?
So the first thing that we've really focused on in Object Engine, because it can integrate with the cloud natively, mm-hmm. this Flash and Cloud, is to make sure it has the ability to encrypt data before it sends it to the cloud. Which from a customer perspective, it's a security, privacy, compliance type issue. So getting Object Engine built into a system that it can integrate into encryption systems is really important to us. And there's a couple different ways that can really play out, which is there's encryption systems in the cloud themselves that customers use, and there's obviously on-prem systems. And it's our job to be able to support a fairly flexible set of deployment options.
Okay.
We haven't gone and done the second piece yet, but I think you appreciate, I understand why you asked the question, which is we've done some of this on our FlashArray
product.
Absolutely,
that's the reason for us.
You know, we have every belief and understanding of why we've done it on FlashArray, and you know, we haven't announced anything for Object Engine yet, but you can appreciate why we might want to do such a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
For the same reasons it exists on FlashArray.
Great. So Brian, I guess we can expect to see new features and things evolve with the platform. And obviously we've got Accelerate coming later in this year. So, you know, what should we look out for? When is the event and what can we expect?
Yeah, so obviously there's lots of interesting technical details about these systems. If you want to, you know, get deep in these topics and also get a peek into the future and hear some of the new product announcements, Pure Accelerate is the place to go. It's a, you know, big user group conference that we've been running for a few years. It's in Austin this year, Austin, Texas. We're super excited to get down there. Start September 15th. You know, be there to hear a lot of the new announcements and to get a peek into the future.
Looking forward to it. I'm hoping to be there and looking forward to catch up with you then.
Yeah, looking forward to it as well. Look forward to seeing you there.
Great. Thanks, Brian. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Storage Unpacked. For show notes and more, subscribe at storageunpacked.com. Follow us on Twitter at Storage Unpacked or join our LinkedIn group by searching for Storage Unpacked Podcast. You can find us on all good podcatchers, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.